only that, this is homecoming. Shouldn't there be a dance and
no, that's coming out dance.
No, we have a coming out dance, yeah. Uh-huh.
Everything comes out of the closet except the clothes.
Wait a minute. Wait, what?
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks
for coming in. Thanks
We're
for
very excited today. While the rest of them are sipping, I'm doing the work here of introducing the show. We have a super fan up in the room.
That's
Lauren
right.
G.
Hey, everybody.
So, Lauren G is here with us, and Lauren G has bought some tasteful white wine. That's how you do it.
Yes.
You know it.
Well, you know, my mama raised me right.
Exactly. So, let's kick right off. Katie, what do you want to start with?
Well, let's see. Lauren G sent us this email. You talked about this... What is this?
So this is kind of a, you guys do the tales of the
campfire?
Yeah, not the campfire, the scary technology.
Unpopular
technology. Yes. And whenever you talk about unpopular technology, we always say, where is the flying car? Because that's
yes,
the only
like
thing that anybody wants. And somebody linked to this article the other day that...
The flying cars,
yeah. So unpopular, yeah, science and mechanics.
So when... Katie and I, and maybe Lauren as well, are all freaked out by the coming robo-apocalypse. Okay. Technology is moving way too fast. It's all over the place. You can't do anything without hitting a piece of technology. Mm-hmm. So Lauren G has provided us with, finally, the flying car.
Right. So Aeromobile flying car goes from road to runway in style.
Okay.
Yes. Now, despite the work of thousands
of inventors...
Wait a minute,
so it just starts going and then takes off?
No, it's a car. Yeah, basically, it goes down, right? It goes down the runway.
This is what it sounds like. Yeah, it turns into an airplane, kind of halfway
on the way, kind of Transformers, yeah. Though.
Yeah, it hits like 100 miles... No,
88.
Something. 88 miles per hour.
So it hits 88 miles per hour, and then...
Yeah, well, or whatever it goes to, and then it takes off. And I saw the video. Did you watch the video?
I haven't watched the video yet.
The video, it does take off, and it kind of like wavers from side to side. But it's like, so if you're stuck in traffic or you see the traffic ahead of you.
We need that.
But the thing is, you got to have a lot of road. I'm imagining people are not able to calculate how much road they need before the thing is going to be airborne, and then it's just going to be a mess.
Yeah, and it's not, I mean, if you're on a road, if you're on a highway, and you decide to take off that way, that's fine. But I think... For what we want to get out of traffic, it needs to be like a helicopter
instant,
style.
Instant. Yeah. You push the button and it just goes up,
right,
and,
up
over,
and over
and over that guy who's texting his friend and didn't notice that the light changed.
Yeah.
Because by the time you're stuck in traffic, it's too late to get some runway.
That's true.
Unless you can make your own runway.
But then where's the scary thing about it? It's something we all dreamed of as kids, to be able to fly like this and get over the traffic and get over cars.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that nobody's going to know how to do it. Right.
Oh, can you imagine driving lessons for this?
That's true.
It's like nobody's going to know, really. It could be licensed to do it.
You have like an S on the back for student driver.
That wing. Can you imagine all the things that are going to get clipped off by that wing in traffic?
First of all, me, probably.
Yeah, right.
Like anyone, people in the bike lane?
Oh, yeah. Just the same reason we don't have jetpacks. We can't have this because people are going to ruin it.
Well, they have some jetpacks now. They're water jetpacks, and they've been trying them out in the Caribbean. And apparently... What you go into the water and it's like it expels the water from back. You fly up into the air and then you just like hit yourself on a reef.
Oh, good. And so when you hit somebody else in
yes.
the air, then you will drown and there's no chance of
but
saving you.
But there's no, I don't think there's any practical application for this thing because it probably costs a fortune.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's that one guy. It's
yeah.
a plane.
It's that one dude and that's it. This guy's been working on it for 2 decades and it still sucks.
Yes, right.
So, unpopular technology.
It's nice maybe if you're in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Right.
But then you won't even get the joy of going over traffic because there's no traffic.
There's
no traffic.
And really, where would you go? Yeah.
You basically just need a plane at that point.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, if you imagine, that doesn't look like that big of a car. The gas tank can only be so large.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so you take off in Nebraska and where are you going to go?
I don't know. And look at these rims. Exactly. They're terrible. Not even fancy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Not like
no
it.
Style. No
Perfect.
Style at all. So I have something else that Lauren G has brought in. We went to the same college together.
Right.
I'll just say that.
Yes.
And she has said that this is the most terrifying piece of mail that she's ever received.
Oh, my God.
And Jaquetta is smart enough to not be on the alumni mailing list.
Hell no. I told them to take me off of that thing years ago.
But every so often, they do events that are kind of fun where you get to see fancy houses and stuff like that. So I love that.
So the event is at a house.
Yeah,
that's
at someone's actual beautiful home where you're like, oh, I could have become this, really?
Yeah.
Dear Lord. Okay, first of all, We went to a women's college, Sarah Lawrence College.
All right.
Right, with 10 guys.
You
with,
too.
With
went,
about 10 guys.
I went to Ramapo College, which is, when you say it fast, it sounds like Rambo College.
I think it sounds like Ramaho, but I like that one too. So first of all, we went to a women's college at the time.
That's right.
Was very female oriented. This is a flyer from our college, and on the picture of it, it says Sarah Lawrence Griffins.
What? And we have a mascot for a few years now.
There's a very muscular looking mascot with the head of a, what is that supposed to be?
That's the head of the eagle.
The head of the eagle.
And the body of a lion, but it doesn't look like the gargoyle sitting on a building, which is what I picked.
Yeah, as a griffin.
Yeah.
This looks more like something out of He-Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got claws.
I was going to say Harry Potter.
It says, join us at our basketball team against Pratt. This is going to be the lamest.
Homecoming.
Ew.
Homecoming. Wait. You are invited to
homecoming.
Homecoming. Now, I went to reunion because I actually do those things.
I don't. Even though it's 15 minutes away from my house.
Really? Yes. And I only go if that five, six people that I still talk to are going.
Yeah.
If they're going, I'm going. And they convinced me and we went. And they drove me. Mm-hmm. Hi, Katie. You drove me. So when I got there, it was welcome reception at the new athletic center.
What? This is a, we had nothing. We used to do yoga and smoke for our athletic
Yes.
Literally.
So at the end of the parking lot, the end of the parking lot is now gone. There's this giant athletic center.
Why? Because men. There's
people
men
paid for it.
Oh, is oh.
Yeah,
people
it's
paid
men.
For
Wait
it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, since when?
There have been men for a while. It's just
yeah,
there were
but
fewer.
They were, and they were gay.
And they were gay.
So it's just a smattering
except
of
for the one guy that would sleep with everybody
yeah.
and then cry that he couldn't have a relationship because he was being used.
Now it sounds like a lot of hacky sack playing types.
So it All turns right. out, so they welcome back the alumni.
This is very aggressive.
It's terrible. At the athletic center, which is beautiful. But I walk in and there's a giant swimming pool. Okay, I can see the girls swimming. And
apparently
the women's swimming team is amazing.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
There's some squash courts. Okay, preppy sports makes sense. Fine. All the preppy sports.
Sure.
And then there's the basketball court. And the head of athletics, this man I've never seen before, announces that they're about to get their NCAA certification
Are
in men's basketball, which is why we're having this. And it is so out of character that I actually find myself saying by mistake NAACP because that's more likely to happen on the campus.
This is a women's college.
A women's college. Not only that, this is homecoming. Shouldn't there be a dance and
No, that's coming out dance.
No, we have a coming out dance, yeah.
Everything comes out of the closet except the clothes.
Wait a minute. Wait, what?
So this is basically the college that we went to is like the opposite of this kind of thing. Like when we were there, it was more like an artsy kind of school.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big theater was the big thing, dance, the arts. You know, that was like the focus of the school.
Yes.
Basketball?
There is a basketball homecoming, and I'm
Why?
Tempted to go just to be scared.
It's really frightening to me because there aren't that many places where people who are into the arts can
Wait
do
a minute,
their thing.
You know, I just feel like any kind of college should have a kind of dance where everyone dresses up and then you bring your own booze in your purse.
Oh yeah, we did that.
We have that too.
We did that.
But we have never, this is so bizarre to me because it's like the opposite of everything.
And when I was standing there in the athletic center feeling very uncomfortable at my home, at my reunion.
Did they have sweatshirts and stuff too?
Yeah, they got the whole thing. So there was a student there, like a recent student, a current student. And I walked over to her and said, this place is weird. Like, I get that you have more spinning bikes and that's really cool and you do yoga here. I said, but this, and she, I said, do you actually do this? And she said, no, I'm a dance student. I was like, okay.
It's more for like dancers,
what?
Artists,
this is
theater
crazy.
People.
This
yeah.
sounds like really what?
It's really
it's the money.
Twilight Zone.
It's the money.
It's totally the money.
Because men give more money to colleges. And so when a lot of women's colleges, when they want more money, they do this kind of stuff.
Do
and
athletics.
Also they're looking for athletes to sell to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, very soon, it's going Division III.
Ew.
I know.
What happened to art schools?
That's what
I'm
they did.
Where can, the lame, like, the woman who wears all black
the
and
emos.
The emos. Yeah. Because they're still there, apparently.
And,
there
and
is
now
a
they're
going to
get beat up.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
beat up by the basketball team.
Sarah Lawrence eats their own.
Yeah, I can't believe
go
that.
Griffins.
They'll never get a dollar from me. I'll give my money to Smith or Rosalie. All right. So speaking of men's,
okay.
I have something here about the month of Movember. Do you know about this?
I do.
See, I was the only one who didn't know.
I just found out today.
All my friends do it.
All right.
Okay,
so
I know people who do
how it. Okay, so the month of Movember is the month when thousands of men will put down their clippers and razors in support of prostate and testicular cancer charities. So, and the guys grow a mustache.
It's through the month of November.
Right. Yeah, Movember.
Okay. Movember, which leads to all the jokes of people calling out to their Mo's.
Which is,
hey Mo, you know, here's how my mustache is going.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the mustache was called a Mo.
Well, but they also call it to their people, like, hey Mo's, which is also like, hey, you know.
Wow. So
is
how
that
do
a slur? They're trying to.
I think it's a joke.
Oh, okay.
How do they make money from these mustaches?
So there's actually a website. So mm-hmm. if you decide to do this, you register yourself and you put pictures up. And
luckily, I can't do that yet. The day will come.
You track your, you know, you upload pictures. I have a friend who's doing a picture every day of his lip and whether or not there's hair on it and how long is it getting.
I'm going to do it and I'm going to put, like, I'm going to glue, like, little bits of hair
every
day.
I've seen women do that. And, you know, you say, hey, here's my donation site. Give me money and I'll, you know.
Here's the question, though. And this is what this article was asking. It seems like women actually don't like mustaches.
No.
There's only one mustache that women like, and that's Tom Selleck's.
Yes. Exactly. And if you're Tom Selleck, please.
Keep it.
Yes.
Keep it. Don't shave it, because it looks so funny when he shaved it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He looks nude.
Do you know, we covered this in an episode where my friend kissed him for me.
No.
Yeah.
On her behalf.
That's awesome.
So, the associations usually with the mustache, we call it a stash. Apparently in the UK, they call it a tash. So the associations with the tash are with porn stars. And then someone says here, at other people's dads in the 80s, which is not a very sexy thing.
Not at all.
I don't, have you guys ever dated a guy with a mustache?
Never.
Never?
No. I never
not
have.
Once?
Not one.
I dated a guy with like the full goatee mustache combo.
That's what my husband has. I don't mind that one. Also, my husband's Greek. He can't help it.
He can't.
I have never.
It's not too late. Gentlemen, in the month of November.
Send me an email at heyyouknowit. Send me the email, not Jaquetta.
Exactly.
heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
And please have a full stash when you do so for the month of November.
Yeah, I knew a guy who did Movember a couple of years ago, and he's also like a retro dancer guy, wears suits, and he looked like our perception of middle age when we were kids, as soon as it grew in. You know, like when you're a little kid and you picture, God, 30's got to be ancient. And
yeah,
you have this
with a mustache.
And that, you know, I don't want to be totally mean. He's my friend. But as soon as he shaved it off, I was like, oh, there's the pretty face.
Yeah.
You just dropped 30 years.
Yeah, really, man, you really should shave, you know, take that effort every day to do it. It's much
Although
better.
There are some people out there for whom a mustache, particularly a beard, it can do them some favors.
It can
help them.
There's no chin.
If they have a weak chin, if they have trouble putting on a pillowcase,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Then I would say go for the full thing. And if you're just a really hairy guy, like my husband who's Greek, he can't help it.
Well, that's
like,
a different
know.
Story.
And it does look good on some people.
It does look good on some people. It's really sad when I see a person struggling to have a mustache. Like a young man, for example, who's just trying to work a John Waters situation.
Right. So well, that's the only hairs that'll grow there. It's the first few.
It's awful.
They gotta water it.
Yeah. And then for you ladies out there who just don't want to bleach or wax anymore, this is your month as well.
Exactly.
Go for it. Mm-hmm. Move
down the tweezers.
Yeah, fight testicular cancer with a stash.
Right.
With a stash. I didn't know what Movember was until earlier today.
No,
okay, cool.
No.
What if I just don't wax my legs? Can I get in on this?
You know, I've heard that response because if the men aren't going to shave, the women shouldn't either.
Yeah. Let's think about it. For testicular cancer, I'm going to let it go. Forget about that Brazilian.
Right.
I'm out.
Plus, you start wearing your tights anyway.
That's true. But I can still say it's for testicular cancer.
Exactly.
And make it look
and then
noble.
You don't have to wear the tights and it'll
nope.
look like you're wearing
it'll
tights.
It look like I'm wearing tights anyway. I can just comb it. All right, so what have you got? I see something here.
Yeah, well, we've got listener email.
Awesome.
Going into advice on advice.
All right.
Okay, so this is from Patricia.
Nice.
Hey, Patricia.
Should I do the advice on advice bit now?
Well, this is she.
Or is it a lead? It's an intro.
What does she say here? Okay. Well, she really wants to talk about Dear Prudence.
Okay. So, just as a precursor to this, I won't do the full advice, but regularly on the show, we do a segment called Advice on Advice, and Patricia apparently loves Advice on Advice, and Dear Prudence is one of the advice columnists that we use quite regularly. So, let's hear what Patricia has to say.
Right.
And this will lead into our advice on advice.
Right. Well, actually, you know what?
No.
We'll do the advice, and we'll tell her, we'll go into her comments, but she
writes to us. We do a segment called Advice on Advice, where we take advice from the internet that is unqualified, frankly stinks to high heaven, and we improve upon it by giving our advice, hence advice on advice.
Right. And so this comes from Patricia, listener Patricia.
Listener Patricia.
She gave us a link to the Dear Prudence
mm-hmm.
column. Okay, this is what it's called, Perfect Guy, No Sexual Compatibility.
Then not perfect, right away.
I'm in my early 30s, and I've been dating a wonderful man for the past 6 months. He's successful, generous, and funny.
Wait for it.
He absolutely adores me, and we share the same values and beliefs. However, he has very little relationship and sexual experience.
Okay. Wow. How old is he?
They can be trained.
Yeah, you can work with them.
He didn't date much when he was younger, instead focused on his career. I'm extremely sexual and passionate person. I have a ton of past relationship experience.
She's like, I'm frustrated, help.
Sex in the beginning is always so exciting because it's new, but now it's become vanilla. And when I try a bit of coaching, it becomes awkward. First of all, lady, if you're so experienced, you should know how to coach.
Yeah.
And if you can't talk about it, you really should
be doing it.
Yeah. He also asks for my permission to do things or wouldn't do things unless I initiate them.
Mm-hmm.
He's just nice. It's just like,
that, he's also afraid of,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Where I'm used to, like, and I enjoy a man taking charge. And yes, I have told him this.
She was like, I want you to be in charge. I'm going to tell you.
I'm getting to the point where I dread the bland sex I know will be coming.
Oh, no. But
that's
I won't
all,
be.
Yeah.
Only the sex is coming. Nothing else.
And it's so frustrating because besides this factor, he's everything I want in a partner. I've dated a lot of men.
There's a lot of head shaking going on. No.
I've dated lots of men where the sexual compatibility was excellent, but our relationship compatibility was not.
Keep it moving.
I found such a great man, but our sex life is killing me.
It's not worse. At the beginning of the article, it wasn't that bad. Now it's a death sentence.
You know, she's doing the typical girl thing of pretending like it doesn't matter. He's so wonderful.
She's like, it's awful. I can't even look at it without puking.
Yeah. Is there anything I could do at this point? Puking.
Sorry, I just went over the top with it. All right, is there anything
I
can do
at this
point?
Or is this the beginning of the end?
What's it? She signed Frigid. Frigid Bridget.
Now, Prudy isn't always wrong on this stuff, but I'm dying to hear what she's
saying. Okay, yes.
Imagine yourself 5 years down the road, having a weekly scoop of vanilla, or maybe not that often.
Wow.
But afterward, feeling understood and adored.
You just feel sad.
You just feel sad.
Only you can decide if the trade-off makes you imagine a content future, or one in which you're frantically searching Craigslist for guys who offer no variations on vanilla.
Oh, wow.
Just 50 Shades of Grey. Wow. Everyone's with the 50 Shades
we
of Grey.
We haven't read it. I haven't
read it because I heard someone summarize it.
I heard that it was poorly written.
Yeah.
Well, there's that. But what I heard was that the ending, if you make it all the way through, can I give away the ending?
Sure.
Sure. Spoiler
alert. The ending
alert.
Is supposedly that with the love of a good woman, you don't need that anymore.
What?
Yes, that's
who wrote this?
A girl who was obsessed with Twilight.
A Mormon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
You say your boyfriend spent his youth focusing on his career, not sex. But there are many successful people whose professional ambitions never got in the way of their sexual
I have
lives.
Never heard a guy say he was too busy to get it on.
Yeah.
Because that usually means I don't like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If like, I got to stay late at work, meet him at work.
Right.
Yeah.
They like that kind of stuff.
Do like the take it from Skinamax.
It's like a woman
thing.
Who's like, I don't have time to shop. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Make time.
You make time.
There's a reason you spent your free time exploring between the sheets. Your libido demanded it. And your boyfriend's libido sounds like it limps along.
Ooh, damn. Snap.
The word limp.
Yeah. Flaccid.
There are many women who would ecstatic with such a situation, but you're not one of them.
That's
no,
right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is a problem all the time. It's like, it's the perfect guy, but...
Right.
In the sack.
No, but I mean, you hear also the opposite story from the men about the women who aren't that interested, or they pretend to be interested and then they're not. And I think she's trying to lead in that direction of this guy needs to find that woman who's just not that interested.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
You offered this guy a sexual awakening and he...
He went right back to sleep.
He's let you know he prefers a catnap.
Aww.
Yours was better. Yeah.
Yeah, I like mine better too.
I know your experience tells you that the great lovers are lousy people and vice versa, but it's just not true. If you have to keep taking charge to try to get him to take charge, it's pretty clear you two simply lack a spark. And so, you know, Patricia was saying...
Patricia's giving advice on advice.
Yeah, Patricia's like, listen, it's about prudence here. I love how she's quick to tell people just to leave a relationship. Your boyfriend is great at all things, but sex, leave him. Your husband is sleeping with his mom and his mom's and gets rowdy about it when you ask him. Get a divorce lawyer, stat. you know, can't watch a birth, get the fuck out of the delivery room. I mean, it's not really like I disagree, but I'm a bitter and spiteful broad. Oh! I'm almost surprised she didn't tell a woman with a nasty ass husband who won't brush his teeth to leave too. So she's just like, so Patricia's had it with
Prudence.
Yeah.
So the thing that Prudence doesn't say is, you know, you've got, there's like that ultimatum you have to make. You have to say, dude, I've been trying to teach you. This is what I like. You know, and you don't want to brush your teeth, that nasty ass guy.
Yeah.
You have to brush your teeth.
Or that's it. I think that there's more going on because they seem to have I wonder what other aspects of their relationship aren't working that aren't being talked about.
Yeah.
So it's like you can fake a lot of things, mm-hmm. but you can't fake the bedroom action.
Mm. Right.
So maybe he's not as into her as she thinks he is.
You know what I mean? Maybe he's just like, you know what, I'm settling. She's not great for me.
Yeah.
She doesn't do what I want to do, so I'm just going to kind of
go roll along with, like, I'm still doing it. I'm still here.
And she's great, too.
But I like what Lauren is saying, is that he needs to find somebody who's just not that into having lots of sex.
Yeah.
Right. And those people exist.
Yeah.
And they're with people who are frustrated.
Oh, right?
There should be a new site for that.
There should be. It seems like, you know, when I date married or separated guys, they're obsessed with confirming that you're into the sex their ex-wife wouldn't have.
Wait, so that's like they do that first? They want to vet you first. Now, how do they do that?
By asking a million annoying questions about your sexual taste.
Wow. Really? Over
and
dinner?
I'm like, hi, you're a stranger.
You know what? A woman I was talking to recently was telling me that a lot of her friends are interviewing their lovers. So I guess this is what is happening to
you.
That they're asking them all these intimate questions because they just want to know up front. Instead of exploring and discovering and figuring it out, they just want to know right now.
And I think it's fair to say that, you know, you do want to know soon.
Yeah.
But you should, I think you should find out.
You know, actually have that coffee or that glass of wine first and then...
Before the bread comes, this is all emailing.
This
is all the emailing of, hey, I liked your picture, you were cute, and let's find out exactly what you like.
Do you like feet?
Yeah.
Check this box.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
And there's a big yes box and a little tiny no box.
And then,
box
at the bottom. You know,
and I have a rule where I don't talk about someone's ex-marriage early on because that's just a bummer and it's no fun.
Yeah, we've all seen that sitcom.
You know, you don't ask those questions. You just, that can wait a couple dates. Figure out. Because you can usually figure out, be like, oh, that's why you're divorced. But, but you know, you wonder, you're like, oh my God, what was going on in your marriage? Because, oh, right, that's why she wouldn't sleep with you.
Yeah. So I think that for this one, it's time to move on. Like, have the ultimatum, have the conversation.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's just not that into you in that way. And that's not going to work out.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just not going to work out. Sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you, Patricia, though.
Yeah, it was great.
Patricia, nasty ass husband. That's funny. I like it.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
What do you have?
I have a tale from your campfire.
Oh my gosh. Tales from the campfire. Oh, this is a segment in which we tell a ghost story, a tale from the paranormal, a
myth, a legend,
folklore,
a tall tale.
We retell it around the digital campfire.
So gather around, everyone.
Gather around.
This is one from where I'm from. I'm from rural Maryland. And we have a lot of ghost stories. And this is one, it's called Big Liz. And when you're a little kid, they will say, you know, be good or Big Liz will get you.
You actually know this one?
Yeah.
You knew this.
I didn't know the whole story, but I remember hearing people be like, Big Liz. So this has happened during slavery.
All right.
So the master of plantation was a big supporter of the Confederate president, you know, as you do. And he had committed to send as much food and things as he could to the Southern Army. But things are going well at first until the Yankees began attacking his supplies. Then he starts to suspect there's a traitor. And soon he discovers that the Yankee spy is a slave woman called Big Liz.
Oh.
She was a behemoth of a girl who could pick up two full-grown pigs, one under each arm, and cart them to a slaughterhouse without any assistance.
Wow.
Right. So
that's really strong.
Yeah,
that's very strong.
Terrifyingly capable.
Yes.
This is someone I keep my eye on if I were a slave master. Like, I would not turn my back on Big Liz.
No. Terrifyingly
capable. With a pig
capable.
Under each arm. The master came up with a plan to get rid of Big Liz because he knew he couldn't fight her. Right. So he approached the giant girl and asked her to assist with a special task. He told him that President Jefferson Davis had entrusted him with a large chest of gold. And to keep it out of Yankee hands, he wanted to bury the chest
where he would where we'd never be found.
Okay. So of course Big Liz is like, bring it on. Let's do this.
So he the master makes Big Liz carry the heavy trunk several miles out into a swamp and asks her to dig a hole for the trunk.
This isn't gonna end well.
This is not gonna end well for anybody. So he sat there chilling out doing his slave mastery thing. And she's just digging and digging and digging, and it's muddy. There's like mud going back into the hole. He's just digging for hours. Finally, she said the hole is large enough for the war chest. So Big Liz drops a shovel and puts down the heavy and pulled the heavy chest down until it lay at her feet. And she started to climb out of the hole. But of course, as she was climbing out, he yelled at her, "Traitor, Yankee spy, there's only one path open to a traitor." This is obviously a very polite slave master. And then he swung his sword and then cut her head clean off.
Oh!
The head rolled away.
Oh, no.
And then he covers up, the body with the mud and all this kind of stuff.
Does anyone listen to our tales from the campfire to know that this is not a good...
Don't let the head get away.
No, you can't let the head free.
No.
Well, he tried to find the head, couldn't find it, and he was like, F it. I'm going to go back to the house.
It's just a head.
So, yeah, as he walked back home, to the dark swamp, he became aware that someone was watching him.
Yeah, the head.
His conscience, right? So the master starts walking faster and faster, and it gets cloudy outside. You know how they do in these tales. And his teeth starts chattering. The breeze is cutting through him like a sharp blade.
Oh, and really? That's poetic.
Yes, he hears footsteps coming up behind him.
Yeah.
So he busts chops, starts breaking it for the big house because he's superstitious. Yeah, heavy footsteps. To his relief, he sees the house, the lights of the house in the distance. He's almost there. Just as he rounds the back of the corner of the house, guess what? Big Liz, a dirt-encrusted figure that glowed with blue flame, smelling of rotting leaves and grass.
Already? And there's not a lot of time passed for this
to
happen.
So he starts up the feet, looks up to the top. Guess what?
No head.
But the head under her arm.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because she could
really
carry it. Yes.
Right. She could carry it. So the master stumbled backwards.
She's like, give me two pigs. I'll put them under the other arm.
If she had two heads, 10 points. Right. Master stumbles backwards, gabbling desperately with fear as the ghost placed her head on the ground with one hand and grabbed his collar of his shirt with the other and snapped his neck in two.
Well.
And then just, boom, dropped the mic, walked off stage.
Well, you know, what did he expect? And now, who's telling, you know?
Yeah.
Did he run and tell someone this story really quick?
He died.
I know, but how does anybody know the story if he died so fast?
They say that on the anniversary of her death, Big Liz roams around.
And tells a story.
And tells a story, apparently. And then anybody who foolish enough to walk near her grave on that day will be driven away.
What about the blue flames? Where are they from? Is this like Ghost Rider?
Just fashion.
I mean, it's just sort of what happens when you dig yourself out of the grave that was just dug.
You're like, wow.
Yeah, so I remember when I was a little kid hearing these kind of like slave ghost stories. They're always fascinating, but they're creepy.
Yeah.
Because every inch of the Eastern Shore of Maryland is like covered with this kind of stuff. Like horrible things happen.
Well, and I'm kind of like, I don't blame them. You know?
I'm glad that she,
Why is it a cautionary tale for like, you know?
It's for him. Well, for us, it was like, don't be messing around in graveyards.
Oh, okay.
Or Big Liz will get you. They didn't say Big Liz would do anything to us. They just said that Big Liz was there. So I didn't know the story.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it was just some massive old black woman with beef. So that's my tale from their campfire. So, you know, don't have slaves, I guess, is the moral of that story there.
Moral of a lot of stories.
Yes, is don't have slaves.
Yeah.
Big Liz. Do you have any ghost stories from, where are you from?
So I'm from Staten Island.
Okay.
Side.
Oh, you guys have a lot of ghost stories.
Yeah, but I didn't grow up hearing a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, oddly enough, the ones that stuck out were Cropsy from summer camp up in the Poconos.
What's
which
Cropsy?
You talked about before, because that's the beastie that everyone talks about there. The mysterious, I think you may have covered him early on or hinted at him. He roams the woods looking for people who are camping, and you know he's been around if the trees fall in an X. So you see the X, which happens everywhere in the woods.
Yeah.
And if you'd see the X from, you knew Cropsy was nearby.
Cropsy?
Cropsy.
Yeah. That's creepy. Why is
it called
Cropsy?
I have no idea.
What does Cropsy look like?
We never got a good image. He'd run through the woods and catch you if you didn't go back in your bunk and go to sleep.
So is he like a beast or a man?
I think he's a wild man. Like a wild man of the woods, kind of.
Like a Jersey Devil type of situation?
Possibly, yeah.
Nice.
And his name was
Cropsy.
Cropsy.
That's creepy.
I don't like that.
We didn't like it either. And of course, you tell it. You know, if you ever drive by woods and you look for X's, there's a million of them because you know one tree starts to fall down and it hits another tree and it makes an X.
Everyone jumps on the bandwagon.
But the
Cropsy's
other urban legend that occurred to me as you started reading that from growing up on Staten Island was scary stories about Jennifer.
Who's Jennifer?
Jennifer.
All right, gather background.
Everybody. Jennifer was the poor girl to whom everything bad happened.
You mean she was broke? Or
no, like any story that your parents would want to tell you about not to do something.
Okay.
Like,
Jennifer.
It happened to Jennifer. Okay. Jennifer was the scapegoat for everything.
Okay.
And I think later in adulthood, I remember hearing a story about some Jennifer who got kidnapped.
Oh.
And that may have been the origin. But,
okay.
You know, if you didn't come straight home from school, if you hung out later than expected, if you rode your bike where you were, you got to be careful because you know
Jennifer.
What happened to Jennifer.
Yeah.
And I always liked that name. I wanted to be a Jennifer.
Really?
Yeah.
We always wanted to be Becky for some reason. I don't know why.
Becky?
But Becky has fun.
Rebecca.
Becky does have fun.
Becky has a good time.
Rebecca sounds more dignified.
Probably too much of a good time.
Jennifer would wear Jordache jeans.
She would. And she had everything customized in the 80s.
She had a Jordache
look. Bracelet and license plate and
yes.
every little
yeah.
hand stickers.
Yeah. But you guys had that too. Did
no,
you find your spelling?
Not my
no.
spelling.
Okay.
No. We would got by Lori and put an N on the end. Which was like,
with a marker. Piece
with
of
a
tape.
Marker, which was just stupid.
Yes.
So as soon as they started coming up with customizable, I was all over it.
Me too. I mean,
what about Jennifer? What happened?
Everything happened to Jennifer. You know, she would get kidnapped. She would fall down a well. She would get hit by a car. I mean, anything bad that happened, happened to Jennifer. Not that we had that many wells.
The drinking problem. That's awesome.
So, man,
yeah.
Poor Jennifer.
Poor Jennifer. And it comes up every so often. My sister and I laugh about it because whenever
Jennifer.
There's a story, because you'll hear that people are like, yeah, I think there was a Jennifer somewhere. Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, wow.
Is this the same girl? There was always a girl when I was growing up that would have, you know, the misadventures. So it's like the girl, you know, there's always a story about the girl who gets a Coke bottle stuck in her or a hot dog stuck in her. That sounds like a Jennifer type of situation.
I don't think our Jennifer stories ever got that interesting.
Really?
Not that explicit.
Yeah, this was always like Jennifer, you know, our version of Jennifer caught VD at Kmart. You know what I mean? From the bathroom. It's got a hot dog
oh,
stuck in
Oh, she would
her.
Definitely get a disease from Kmart.
Yeah, that's
for
the
sure.
kind of person. She's just an unfortunate type of person. Very unfortunate.
Oh,
poor
God.
So what do you got?
What do I have here? We're talking about dating websites. There seems to be like a dating website
oh,
for
no,
everybody.
I'm scared.
It's just.
Is it the farmers one? There's a dating website for farmers.
It's.
But you're not alone with
what
your dog.
What
yes.
do.
Basically.
Do single men and women who live in rural areas in the countryside
yep.
find
Isn't
it
that?
Hard to get a date?
Yes.
Some may think so, but it depends on personal opinion.
It
I
does.
Can date whatever.
Yes. Oh, I'm from a rural area, and I don't remember people ever complaining about people complain about not being able to find a good man or a good woman, but that's everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
You just gotta find somebody.
Thank you.
Yes. The tasteful
Foley
white
artistry.
Line.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, no, pour by the mic.
Oh,
so our list, everybody can enjoy.
Everyone can enjoy.
There you go. Yeah, as you're contemplating dating, this
yeah.
is what you do.
You need to drink.
Pour some more
white
wine.
Wine.
Let's see. So likely ways countryside and rural singles may find a date. For those who enjoy social interactions, such singles may find someone compatible.
Excuse me, for those who enjoy, so what about those who don't? Just want to be alone.
Just stay home.
And want someone else to be alone with.
Just stay home.
Just stay home.
Maybe look out the window and wave.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Big Liz.
That'd be a really good singles ad. I'm looking for someone to be alone with.
Yes. And that's what I think is a lot of my female friends who are like looking, they're like, I want to meet somebody. I'm like, you need to get outside your apartment.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember any men being in there.
Unless you want to date the takeout guy.
Yeah.
I just.
That's another one.
All right. First of all, they tell you to go to social events such as races. So
yeah.
any kind of race that you can.
NASCAR.
Yeah.
NASCAR.
That's
right?
Gotta be hard though. I used to go to a tractor pull. When I was a little kid. I mean, I guess you could. I was a child, but I guess you could meet somebody there. I mean, that's very specific.
Okay.
But there are people there.
Yeah. You like a tractor pull. I like a tractor pull. Oh, no.
I just read the way that this was worded, and I'm just... Others who have a close knit of friends may be introduced.
I'm thinking like a knit that you need to tease
that's,
out.
That's, yeah. what it, that's what it's spelled like.
A close knit of friends.
Don't just say close knit like as in stitching? Like
yeah.
As
yeah.
In yarn, so it's close
oh,
knit
like of friends.
You have a close knit of friends. So
okay.
You have a bunch of lice.
You have a mess
so
of friends.
Who wrote this?
Yeah.
Farmer.
Okay. You could go to a hunt ball. What's a hunt ball?
I don't know. And I'm rural. So maybe this is that like sounds, a southern thing.
That sounds very fancy.
That sounds fancy.
Like you're going to have a ball around a hunt.
Yeah. That sounds fancy.
You've got
fancy.
Your velvet jacket and yes. you went out on the horses and now you're and having a ball.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like... Okay. If you're already doing that, you're like a princess in the country or something.
And there's you already have a social circle of approved gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says here, some dating experts suggest you seek a dating buddy. It's not someone you go out
with. A wingman.
But with someone of moral support from someone who happens to be in the same boat as you.
So oh, like, no.
You go out on a date and have them off to the side?
No, like, you take me. You take a married woman.
Yes.
I am best wing person out there. I never fail.
No, never bring another girl.
No. Don't bring someone single because it's a competition. You bring me.
Yeah.
Don't bring me. I'll talk to any guy.
All right.
It
says dating tips, how to get a date and what to avoid. Sometimes having a shorter date when you meet the first time can be helpful and less stressful.
See the timer on that piece. You got 45 minutes go.
Speed dating.
Oh, yeah, this is, they say 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
With a drink at the pub. That's it.
That's a shot, and then you're out.
You may want to avoid conversations about previous people you have dated, especially on the first date.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. There are enough people interested in you, you could organize singles.
Interested. If there are enough people interested in you.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
If there are enough. See, there's no. This whoever wrote this, there's no commas.
If there's people interested in you, you don't need help.
No.
If enough people are interested, you can organize a singles gathering once a month. Here, I just read it. So
once a month. Maybe I should do that.
Do a singles gathering?
Yeah. Get all the single people together. I probably have more luck with the gay men, though, because I know more of them
that
are single.
Sometimes you may have luck finding.
They may not need your help.
That's true.
Yeah, right? You may have luck finding a date depending on where you work. Some people take jobs as being waitresses or work at a pub just to meet new people.
No, they don't. No, they get tips. To pay the rent. Yeah.
And they get tips, so they have to be nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I hope men probably think that that's why women might be working in a bar, though. Maybe that's why they behave the way that they do. Men, no.
No, men behave that way because they know the woman has to be polite to them.
But some asshole just wrote there.
I know.
That people may take that kind of a job to meet people?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I suppose if you lived where there is nobody and you need to go to the only place where people go in your town and it happens to be the diner, the town,
whatever. That could work out, but geez. Well,
but at least you know how generous they are and what kind of money they drop.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And then there's another site called, it's for dog lovers. Must love dogs.
Okay, this is...
And it costs $9.99 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, $9.99 a month. And you post pictures of your dogs and what breeds you like and pictures of you and your dog. And everybody has to have a dog. A dog.
Well, that's because dog people can be a little...
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Those kind of dog people. Those people who just have a dog and just it's a part of their life. But yeah, if it's like... But do you want two people who are really into their own dog?
But who else is going to understand how into your dog
I think
you need
to have, you need to buy a dog together with that, you know what I mean? You need to get the same dog.
The chance you take with Must Love Dogs could be your chance to make a connection that will last a lifetime. A connection for you and your dog is what we have to offer. So,
wait a minute, that sounds wrong.
Looking for a good bitch for me and from a dog.
So what do you have to find, like, dogs that are going to...
That's what I'm saying.
...qualify to?
So what if your dogs don't, you know, get along?
Yeah, she's not bad, but oh, that dog.
What a bitch.
Can't stand poodles.
Yes.
It's going to be that kind of thing. It's like, I love a Pekingese where you're like, I really go with Labs.
Oh my God.
Your dog's too small for me, sorry.
Yeah, big
dog, little dog.
Yeah.
And then what if you have two female dogs? They're not going to be together.
Yeah. Well, no.
I mean, like, mostly they fight with each other. They don't.
Bitches. Tripping. Bitches be tripping.
So, that's another. I think it makes it harder if your dogs are not compatible and you love your dogs, but what if you make a connection?
I have to say, though, because I've had dogs before, Katie has never met my dog.
I never met
her. She just talked about it. The first time she heard about my dog, I was like, I got rid of it.
I knew her for like 3 years, and she was like, my dog.
Because I'm not one of those people that wants to talk about their dog, because the dog didn't fucking do anything. Sniffed the butt, took a pee. Where was this going? Oh, I don't, like, I've never dated a guy who had a pet. So, actually, now that I'm thinking about this, maybe that wasn't... I can't be one of those people that's, like, dating a guy, and then he's like, let's go somewhere, and he wants to bring a dog.
Bringing a dog to people places is a little weird for me.
Yeah. It's if you're out in the country, if it's your thing, but it's like, sometimes I see some of my friends people I used to be friends with, and they have their little Facebook thing, and it's like them and their dog, and they're in the car. I'm like, where's your fucking dog going?
Yeah.
But he needs a lift.
Well, they bring them with you.
No.
But what about what about the guy's like, oh, I got to walk my dog so I can't come over?
Yeah, that's another issue.
That's the only way to go.
It's really tricky, because on the one hand, it can be an excuse, and you have to make sure it's real, but on the other hand, it shows responsibility.
There's no dog.
There's no dog at all.
But on the other hand, it shows responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, because the ability, knowing
and
that you
a
have
certain
to
level
home.
Of affluence if you live in the city.
Exactly.
But it also infringes on my time.
That's true.
Oh, so, well, yes. We don't want that.
My time.
Exactly. One bitch at a time.
Yeah.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
I have one more thing here. We've got some time. I'm going to Norway for Christmas. I'm very excited.
That's so great.
I want to see how they do it. Apparently, they get really into Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas, so it'll be interesting to see.
Well, they're practically at the North Pole.
Yes. And, well, I will be going to almost the North Pole. Yeah, yeah. Some dog sighting. So I've been just, anything that's Scandinavian I've been looking at. Here's a piece of thing from Sweden.
A piece of thing?
A piece of a thing. Not a full thing, just a bit
just
of it.
Just a little bit of
it. It says, Stockholm's homeless now take credit cards. Boom, it's out
what?
There. That's right.
No.
No.
So, you're homeless, but you've got the digital.
No. So this is what I was thinking,
Wait.
Too. Spare some kroner? No need. Stockholm's homeless magazine vendors now take credit cards, Business Week reports. So if you guys have traveled, like they have them in the UK.
They used to have it here.
It's like, they used to have them here too. There's a big issue in the UK and it's like homeless people sell it and they split the profit with the
okay.
publisher.
Okay, all right.
So they have a magazine called Situation Stockholm, which just sounds like scary.
It sounds like a fashion.
Yeah, or like breaking news. Situation Stockholm. It's a culture magazine that costs 50 kroner or $8. That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
And features stories on Swedish celebrities such as Noomi Rapace, the girl from the Dragon Tattoo. That's the only one that we'll know. It's also sold by the homeless who keep 50% of the money that they've taken from peddling the magazine. In September, five of the magazine's 350 vendors were equipped with a portable card reader to accept payments from fellow Swedes. Because apparently they were asking people for money and people were like, I don't have any cash.
Right,
because
no one carries cash.
No one uses cash over there. They're saying out of all the transactions, only 2.7% are with cash.
Real, and that's porn.
Yeah.
Right.
That's your condom that you're not supposed to be buying. It's your drugs. It's, you know. That Aquavit that you're not supposed to have.
That stuff that goes in your drawer bedside.
Yeah, things you don't want to track.
Yeah. So it says, before, everyone said they don't have cash or they can't pay with their mobile phones because it was a corporate phone. Mm-hmm. But now they can't get away.
I have a job.
Yes.
That's nice.
But now they can't get away.
Faces.
So now when people are peddling, they say, I take cards, SMS payments, cash, dollars, and euros. In Sweden. I cannot wait.
Would you want to give scan your credit card into the machine of some total stranger?
Apparently, if you're Swedish, you do.
Wow.
Because it's been working.
Wow.
I find that I don't have a problem with, you know, buying something from someone who is homeless or who says they're homeless. Because in New York, more often it's saying and they're not.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's like swiping with somebody is like, I don't know.
Well, if they don't see the information and they do it, you know, in the U.S., we still hand our credit cards over to waiters and things, and they take it in the back and bring it back. They don't do that in other countries.
Yeah, in Mexico, I noticed that they come over to you at the table, and you swipe.
And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And in Cape Town, someone gave me a really hard time about it. They said, whatever you do, do not give your credit card to somebody else. Make swipe in front of you. You know, it's all encoded so that the people who you're working with, the waiters and the shop clerks, they cannot see your credit card information.
I've never thought about that before. It makes sense. We do. We give our cards to people and they just go piss off with it.
Yeah.
And then they come back.
Oh. And piss off with
it. You know, we've all got that one paranoid friend who thinks that everything is a conspiracy to ruin them. And I've gotten to hear the lecture of, no, they're actually taking it in the back and they're writing down your credit card number and you're going to get all of these charges and that's how fraud happens.
No.
Okay. No. Usually it happens on the internet.
I got a sushi delivery and they wanted to
make an imprint.
Make an imprint.
Did you have a time machine for that?
And I was like, what are you doing? And then I had the card that the numbers are not raised.
Yeah.
So they're like,
that's how cards are. Like, we have a couple of cards, so it's not raised.
We're behind the times because we don't even have the chip yet.
Yeah.
And have you checked into that are you going to need that for Norway?
Sweden? We have special cards.
So you have the
to
chip.
To use abroad. So we probably have the chip on ours already. But it says here, speaking of cashless, so three of Sweden's four largest banks have stopped offering cash handling services. Huh? by tellers in up to 75% of their local branches. So they're moving towards a cashless society.
Well, that's pretty good, especially for international travelers. Just swipe everything.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot easier because then when we travel, it always has been a hassle in the past.
It's like, what is this denomination? What does this mean?
Yeah, to deal with the money.
You don't know what it means and you don't know what it is. And then you wind up with a wallet full of it that you don't exchange.
And then at the airport, you just like throw it into the thing for the people who are less fortunate or whatever they say it's for. I find it interesting because, but the point you make is good. The cash is only for illicit transactions.
Oh, it's true. So, everyone's going to be up in your biz.
Yes.
They're going to start paper trail. Getting emails.
See, as a libertarian, though, I like cash.
Well, because there's no paper trail.
Yeah, because there's no paper trail. And it's nobody's business when you skirt taxes. Not that we do.
Not at How You Know It.
Not that we do. Cool. Do you have another one last thing before we close out? Did you bring anything besides the wine?
Oh, I gave you. No.
You
I
gave us
wine.
Everything.
I gave you the wine.
What do we have here? I just have a shout out to Chill.
Yes, to Chill from Tastes Like Fried Chicken.
Yes, another podcast from, where is it?
From Canada, straight out of Canada. But actually, no, Chill's in Florida.
Yeah.
And then her co-host is in Canada.
Yeah, she sent us an email saying, hey ladies, do you all think this is child abuse? Who cares? It's funny as shit. Watch best football video ever on YouTube. Peace.
Now, we get emails from Chill.
Yeah, from time to time.
From time to time. None of it's safe for work.
No.
No.
We have to check it on our own time.
So,
and it's usually quite offensive and humorous.
Yeah. So, thank you. I won't even describe it.
Yeah.
I can't.
We can't. We just want to give a shout out and say thank you for this illicit and hilarious video that may or may not be child abuse.
It may or may not be funny. We can't even comment on how funny
it is. We can't even take a position, sight unseen. Not child abuse?
Not child abuse.
Absolutely
not.
Abuse.
No.
Yeah.
No,
too
funny.
Not for us. Yeah, no. Too humorous. You remove the element of humor. Yes.
Right. It's exactly. Not funny, then it's abuse.
Then it's abuse. But when it's humorous, not abusive at all.
And if you find it funny, you're probably going to hell.
Yes.
Okay.
And Chill. I'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
So we want to thank our super guest, Lauren G, for coming in today.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for the wine. That's always good.
Yeah.
She already has some shot glasses.
Yeah. I do.
Have you been using those?
I do use them, and in fact, I've used it to measure also, like measuring shot glasses as well as drinking shot glasses.
Nice. Dual purpose, people.
Dual purpose. And I made a picture of something for a party, and that was my sample.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
They ask about it. They're like, what the F is this?
They do ask. I tell everybody about the podcast.
Oh,
but
nice.
Not everyone is a podcast listener. I'm trying to bring us around.
It's hard. You know what? You can listen to us anywhere you want. You can listen. You could be at your desk and you could have it running in the background. You don't have to download it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get us on iTunes, on Stitcher. There's some people who are pirating it, I've been noticing.
Yes, there's a lot of pirates.
You just pick up the feed and then they put it on their own site.
Yeah, being downloaded and pirated? That means you've made it.
That's
really
what
cool.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
If people are stealing it, then it's worth something.
Yeah.
So cool.
So, all right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
Yeah, what's up with that? She had crabs and she was giving it to everyone. It was a very sexually active campus.
Wow.
And she had crabs is one of those things where it's like, you know when you have crabs.
Yeah.
Like...